Welcome to Maseches Kedushin Perek Beis Mishnah Yod, Chapter 2, Mishnah 10. The Mishnah continues discussing situations where someone is Mekadosh a woman and uses interesting or not typical types of things and the ramifications. Says the Mishnah, HaMekadosh B'Trumas, a fellow who betroths a woman by giving her Truma. Truma, we know, is normally the 1/50th of one's produce that one separates and gives to the Kohen and can only be eaten by a Kohen. Ube Masros, or one gives the 1/10th that he separates after separating the 1/50th. That's usually given to the Levi. And in this situation, he gives it to the woman, and he says, Hariat Mekadesh is your betrothed with this. Or even Maaser Ani, every third and sixth year of the sabbatical cycle, the Maaser Ani is given to the poor people. 10% of one's crop is given to the poor people. And a person uses that, instead of giving it to the poor people, he's Mekadesh a woman, he betroths a woman. With Matanis. Or a fellow uses the Zroel of Chayayim and Keva, which means to say the leg, the cheekbone, or the maw of an animal of chulin, of a regular animal that's ordinarily given to the Kohana, but instead of doing that, he betroths a woman. Or a person uses the water that had been drawn specifically for the Parah Aduma, the red heifer. Or be'efer achatas, or one actually betroths a woman with the efer achatas, the special ashes of the achatas of the Parah Aduma, the red heifer, that would ordinarily purify somebody who became ritually impure, became tummy. Harezu Mekudeshes, in all the aforementioned cases, it works, she's betrothed. Vafilu Yisrael. And even if the fellow that's betrothing her is a Yisrael, is a non-Kohen, so he's Mekadesh her with Truma, let's say, which is something that he himself cannot eat, and maybe she cannot eat either. Nevertheless, the halacha is that the Kedushin works, because, at least according to one explanation in the Gemara, even though you can't eat it, but you have something called Todes Hano, which means to say like this, that you could decide which Kohen to give it to. And sometimes you'll have a non-Kohen family member of a Kohen that will say, you know, I'll give you $5 if you give all your Truma to my grandson who's a Kohen, my daughter's son, or something like that. So there is a value, and as long as that value is a Shava Pruta, is worth a Pruta, the minimum amount for Kedushin, then in that situation it would work, and it would be a good Kedushin. Let's see, Mishnah, Paragimel Mishnah, Aleph Chapter 3, Mishnah 1. One who says to his friend, say the Kadesh Li Yishla Plenis, please, be my shliach, be a messenger, go out and find that woman, give her this money, and say, Arayat Mekodesh, you're betrothed to me, the sender. Says the Mishnah, what happened? This devious agent went, v'halach l'kitchel atzmo, and he betrothed her for himself. Mekodesh is the halacha, is that it works. And we don't say that if the woman would have known that he came on his own and he kind of didn't do the messengership, which is not such a nice thing to do, that she wouldn't acquiesce to the Kedusha. No. We say as long as she said, yes, I'm interested in the agent, the condition works. Somebody who says, similarly, someone who says to a woman, he says to a woman, you should be betrothed to me after 30 days. And in the interim, during the 30 days, he was mekadesh during those 30 days. She's considered married to the second fellow. Bas Yisrael, Lekohen. If let's say the situation took place where it's the daughter of a Yisrael to a Kohen, that means the woman is a Bas Yisrael, she's a non-Kohen, and the second fellow is a Kohen, Tochal b'truma, she could eat truma. That means to say we know that if a woman marries a Kohen, she could eat truma. So the Mishnah is saying that this Kedushin is 100% bona fide Kedushin, and so much so that one could even eat truma. Let's say a fellow says to a woman, you should be betrothed to me from now until and after 30 days. So he's kind of saying, 30 days from now, the Kedushin should take effect now. But during those 30 days, the interim period, someone came along and said, Hariat Mekudeshes Li, you should be betrothed to me. Mekudeshes v'ena Mekudeshes. In that situation, it's a Safek Kedushin. It's not clear, the Gemara explains, if we consider it a Kedushin from now in 30 days. And it's just what it means to say is it's a condition, as if to say, if let's say you don't, neither of us retract in 30 days, the Kedushin should already work now. So it comes out the second guy's Kedushin doesn't work. Or maybe it's a retraction. He said, you know what? You should be Mekudeshes to me right now. And he goes, no, after 30 days. And he really just means after 30 days. Since we're not sure, so Bas Yisrael, a Kohen, let's say the woman was a non-Kohen, and she was betrothed to a Kohen. Oh, Bas Kohen, Yisrael, or she was a Kohen. And she was betrothed to a Yisrael, a non-Kohen. Lo tocha betruma, neither of them could eat truma. That means to say, the daughter of a Kohen could eat truma. But if she gets betrothed to a non-Kohen, she can't. If she gets betrothed to a non-Kohen in this interesting type of Kedushin, we say, you know what, you can't eat it because maybe you're considered married. And the converse, if let's say you have a situation where you have the daughter of a Yisrael and she is engaged in the strange type of Kedushin situation to a Kohen, she also can't be Truma because maybe it's not a Kedushin. I apologize again for the lateness of these Mishnayos. I wish you a great day and a wonderful rest of your week.